From the Gospel of Mark. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant. And the Greek word for this means incensed at what is wrong. And he said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Yes, indeed, storytellers are heart teachers. And in the reading this morning, our storyteller Mark has something important to teach us about children, both the young ones in our midst and the internal children of our hearts. It's a lesson about childlike wonder, awe, and astonishment, and it's a lesson about faith and justice for the least of these. Storytellers are heart teachers, and teachers are justice makers, and listening to children is a holy act. Children have a deep spiritual life, but what they often lack is context. Even so, they think and feel and experience life so deeply, more deeply than adults might sometimes assume. Children have a keen sense of justice, of doing what is right and what is fair, which is a huge part of living out the Christian faith. They are quite gifted in holding reverence, and sometimes have spiritual visions and dreams that touch them spiritually. This is the posture Jesus says we must take to live into God's kingdom, his vision for humanity. Research indicates that spirituality is innate, that it is something we are born with. When asked to describe their spiritual experiences, many adults will tell of something that happened in their childhood. But what is spirituality, really? Here are a few elements of spirituality. You can listen and think about which ones might resonate for you. Awe and wonder. Awareness of the holy, both transcendent or outside of ourselves and immanent within ourselves. A sense of community and the way we relate to other people. Searching for meaning. Engaging with the issues of death, forgiveness, aloneness, and suffering. And total absorption in the moment. These are a few basic components of spirituality, but in a society that values materialism and secularism, how can we nurture children's spirituality or even our own? It turns out that storytelling is an important way to cultivate the elements of spirituality. Stories engage us in ways that facts or explanations cannot. They lead us into awe and wonder, awareness of the other, and sometimes a really good story will draw us in so that we are totally absorbed in the moment. The stories we tell in our Sunday school classes have themes that tend to be universal: the quest for goodness and love, the willingness to risk everything in pursuit of a dream, striving to do what is right in the world, and the need to make meaning out of our daily lives. These are the stories and the wondering questions that our curriculum, Godly Play, addresses. These are the aspects of the Joyful Path curriculum invites our older elementary age children to think about. And our wonderful teachers allow the children's art responses to come to expression without always having a cookie-cutter craft at the ready, so that their art is a way for them to process the story they just heard. Our children are learning that church is a safe and kind place where we can explore faith together. Our children in this church have said things like, "I like the craft from Pentecost," and "It was really fun to play the bells with Dorothy." "I liked the lesson on the boat and the nets being too full to pull the fish in." And after Easter, we know Jesus in a new way. He's in our hearts now. The teachers have noticed the children sinking into their experience of the story in quiet ways and sometimes noisy ways. We've had both parades around the courtyard and silent watercolor painting time. We've had moments in telling the story when you could hear a pin drop, and times when children blurted out what was on their minds in that moment. It's been messy and wonderful, wonder-filled and holy. And I dare to assert, our church's programs for children and youth allow our young people to explore their spirituality in church, so that when they grow up and seek spirituality as young adults out in the world, they have a sense of their faith within a community rather than on their own. We are modeling what it looks like to be spiritual and religious. Studies show that children and youth who regularly attend multi-generational worship return to the church later in life when they need support, even if they took a break from church for a while. Church is a place for reverence, wonder, relationship. Church is a place for spirituality. Being like a child, as Jesus invites us, is about being open to wonder and awe, but it's about more than that. It's also a journey toward justice. What I mean to say is that when we talk about ministry with and for children, we necessarily must talk about the most vulnerable in society, and even the most vulnerable parts of ourselves. In biblical times, children were considered quite low on the social strata and were seen as physically weak burdens on society who had little value to the larger community. They sometimes experienced abuse, and it was not uncommon for unwanted children to be abandoned on the roadside. But Jesus taught a different way. He taught the full humanity and inclusion of the least of these, of the oppressed, the weak. In response, the early followers of Jesus began a practice of taking in abandoned children and raising them as their own. Jesus said, "For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs." To be in solidarity with children means to stand with the most vulnerable members of society. 2,000 years later, and the world's children are still at risk for abuse, trafficking, becoming refugees. According to Gordon Brown, the former British Prime Minister and now a United Nations official, he says, 2015 is already the worst year since 1945 for children being displaced. The worst year for children becoming refugees. The worst year for children seeing their schools attacked. According to Brown, there are 38 million internationally displaced persons and 16.7 million refugees, and more than half are children. So when we think about children's ministry, we may be carefully choosing curricula and considering how to create sacred space for children. But we always ought to have the larger picture in mind. We hold both an interest in how we care for children in this congregation and a concern for children's justice issues at the same time. And even as we look externally for ways to live out the love of Jesus, I wonder, too, if we are also called to show compassion to the most vulnerable inward parts of ourselves. As children of God, perhaps the kingdom of God also belongs to the parts of us that we fear exposing, that we often choose not to bring out into the open. Mark concludes this episode by describing Jesus' embrace of the little children and his blessing touch. What an invitation to us all. We can become incarnations of Jesus' embrace and blessing for today's vulnerable children. We can be the arms that hold our children safe. We can be the blessing that nurtures our children's spiritual paths. The blessing comes from the reaching out, the inclusion, the realization that we are all in need of grace, the compassion we may have for the other. The blessing comes from taking the story in deeply and then responding to it by acting out in the world for justice. Children aren't just the future of the church. Children are present now as spiritual beings, striving in faith along with the community of youth and adults. We can't assume they always have the context for everything that's presented in church, but we can make sure our church is open to being changed by children, that children are part of our identity, because everyone belongs inside of God's universal love within Jesus' embrace. On this day, when we celebrate our volunteers, those who support our congregation's ministry with children and youth, we are grateful for those who are doing this work here and now. Storytellers are heart teachers, and teachers are justice makers, and listening to children is a holy act. Amen.